David Jones has loved music all his life. He first played piano, then clarinet. By high school, he was drawn to composition. And now, decades into his career, Jones has written hundreds of pieces. They've been recorded and performed by musicians all over the world, including the Seattle group Jazz Police. You're listening to KNKX, and we've been bringing you stories from Port Angeles and the Northern Olympic Peninsula. Jones is the head of the music department at Peninsula College. As a teacher, composer, and performer, he crosses genres easily. That's also reflected in the repertoire of the Peninsula College Jazz Ensemble, which he directs. 88.5's Jeffrey Reddick talked with Jones, who was sitting at a Steinway Baby Grand.
Just a couple quarters ago, we had a high school freshman, and we've got a gentleman in his 80s right now, Doc Thornton, that plays wonderful tenor sax. The older ones bring the experience, and the younger ones bring their energy and their whatever expertise they've developed on their instrument. They may not know as much about improvisation. I think what I try to instill is that we all have respect for each other, whatever class it is. You can say anything you want as long as it's said respectfully. As far as what this means to the community, I know that our concerts bring people out of the woodwork that I've never met before. We kind of bring a lot of different strands together, and it's like coming to a potluck, you know, except you don't have to bring any food. We'll provide the food. You just have to try it.
Would it be possible for you to play the piano side of an arrangement of something that somebody might hear at that potluck?
There was a tune that I had played with Dimitri Matheny last time he was in town. It's called Country by Keith Jarrett. And it was written about 30 years ago, and it starts off with this. That for the big band, because it's just got this nice gospel-y flow, and I kept playing this. That reminds me of something, and it finally hit me what it was, and it was a Miles Davis version that he did of a Michael Jackson tune, also back in the 80s, called Human Nature. And it had that same chord progression, so I did sort of a mashup of those two tunes. It was an attempt to bridge that, you know, that gap, that maybe perceived gap between jazz and popular music. And it really worked out well.
I'm curious if you can talk about, as a composer, the piece that you hear in your head as you're writing it out versus the piece that you hear in person as it's performed.
I've got this wonderful audience I carry around between my ears. And he doesn't always like everything I do. Sometimes he makes me pick up the pencil and rewrite things. Yes, I still use a pencil. I'm that old. But the hard part about composing, for me, is not coming up with an interesting melody or a fun chord change or a cool rhythm. The hard part for me is that self-editing. It's saying, okay, it could be better. So it's a thrill to hear three saxes and two trumpets and a trombone and a rhythm section premiere one of my works. But then I have to deal with whatever human limitations I'm faced with there, right? Which up here, they go at the right tempo, they never miss a note, you know. Composing for me is so therapeutic.
Do you have to be at the piano or can you be anywhere?
No, actually, sometimes I write my favorite things when I'm out. I like to be out in nature. And there's this wonderful ravine about a 2-minute walk from here, just out behind my office. And I like to go in there and sit with the trees, and I get all kinds of, whether it's a piece that actually is going to sound like the outdoors or whether it's just the removal of distractions, you know, and the fact that I don't have a cell phone and I don't have an office out there, you know. I have to admit, when I first moved here from Seattle and living in Spokane and Boston, it was a little bit of an adjustment, you know. It's a small town. But, I mean, I've got the Olympic Mountains in my backyard, literally. I mean, you know, it can be a Hurricane Ridge in 30 or 40 minutes. It's a good situation. It's very inspiring.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on your show, Jeffrey. I really had a good time talking with you.
David Jones is the head of the music department at Peninsula College. The music we're hearing now is an improvisation he played while we spoke with him, keeping in mind the ravine outside his office, which gives him a view of the Olympic Mountains.